With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is sending more U.S. soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. More from correspondent Darna Warder.
The Pentagon is deploying some 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the U.S. southern border. A U.S. official says an order has been approved to send a logistics brigade from the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. And about 500 more soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division are expected to begin moving in the coming days. The deployment will bring to about 3,600 the number of active duty troops at the border. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also, the president says U.S. steel will not be sold to a Japanese company. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Standing alongside Japan's prime minister, the president said Nippon Steel would no longer buy U.S. steel as planned.
They'll be looking at an investment rather than a purchase.
No details of the investment were provided. Both President Trump and President Biden opposed the purchase of U.S. steel by a foreign company and vowed to block any merger. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities say a small commuter plane that has crashed in western Alaska on its way to the hub community of Nome has been located on sea ice and all 10 on board are confirmed dead. Rescuers were searching the aircraft's last known location by helicopter when they spotted the wreckage. Officials in eastern Tennessee say two people have died when severe storms and two tornadoes moved through that region. The severe weather passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County Thursday night. Officials say three injuries also reported there. The Tennessee Highway Patrol deployed troopers to ensure resident safety and assessing structural damage. The Trump administration using federal prisons to detain some people arrested in its immigration crackdown. The prison agency said it's assisting U.S. immigration and customs enforcement by housing detainees. More at SRNnews.com. The anti-Semitism probe of America's colleges expands. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Department of Health and Human Services will look into anti-Jewish protests at several of the nation's medical schools, including Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Brown. HHS says it will seek to determine if officials there, quote, acted with deliberate indifference regarding events that may have impacted Jewish students' rights to access educational opportunities and benefits. Other federal departments are conducting similar probes of other universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, feminists, and female athletes are cheering President Trump's decision to issue an executive order designed to prevent males from participating in female sports. The order gives federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view. Mr. Trump has already ordered the government to define sex as only male or female. This is SRN News. California's governor is looking to speed up a rule to make homes more fire-resistant.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
A violin made in 1714 by the legendary luthier Antonio Stradivari has sold for $11.3 million at an auction in New York, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. The 311-year-old violin sold yesterday. The Stradivarius violin is regarded as one of Stradivari's best works. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.